Hello, this is Tom Williams, and here is my review of Johnny Tremaine at Lifeline Theater. Johnny Tremaine is an entertaining history lesson. Who says history can't be fun? Not Lifeline Theater. Company member John Hildreth has adapted the 1943 coming-of-age novel Johnny Tremaine, written by historian Esther Forbes, into a pleasant, lighthearted tale of the American Revolution set in Boston from 1773 to 1776. Johnny Tremaine is the fictional silversmith apprentice turned horse boy who helped the Sons of Liberty spy on the British during the opening salvos of the American Revolution. Lifeline Theater's original adaptations feature a multi-tiered set complete with a movable wood platform designed by Alan Donahue, with terrific lighting by John Sanchez and sound design by Adam Kozlowski that all together created the atmosphere that suggests 18th century New England. Lindsay Pate's costumes include powdered wigs, full dresses for the women, buckle shoes and breeches for the men, with tri-cornered hats and vivid redcoat British uniforms complete with muskets. The story centers on the 15-year-old apprentice silversmith Johnny Tremaine, played with boyish charm by Geoff Button, whose future becomes shattered when an accident leaves him with a deformed hand, thus thwarting the craftsmanship necessary to become a silversmith. It's kind of hard when your right hand appears to be deformed. Johnny Tremaine becomes a delivery boy for the radical newspapers printed by members of the Sons of Liberty, led by Samuel Adams. Johnny has a secret heritage that weaves into the storyline, allowing the dynamics of the initial struggle of the American Revolution to vividly come to life. What makes this play so enjoyable is the empathetic, often humorous characterizations of early American patriots. We see the talented ensemble members, seven of which play multiple characters, one even playing a horse in a marvelous work by Shiloh Miles. They all move from one scene to another, aptly playing an assortment of characters with rich, authentic accents, nicely laced with bits of sarcasm, satire, and delicious irony as needed. This easy-to-follow piece is quickly paced with exquisite timing, effective use of lighting, sound, and staging, with minimal narration to communicate the story. Lifeline Theater's trademark productions offer a fine blueprint on how to adapt and mount a novel. If you really want to know how to do original adaptations, just get the Lifeline Theater. Both audiences and other theater people can learn a lot from this terrific group. The play recreates the Boston Tea Party, Paul Revere's ride, the Battle of Lexington, as we hear several famous quotes from the emerging patriots sprinkled throughout this polished production. I cannot believe that you could get a more entertaining view of history. It's a great show for kids, I would say, 11 or 12 on up. It's not necessarily a kid's show. It's more of a teen show, but it's a great piece of theater. Johnny Tremaine boasts a cast that supports Geoff Button's excellent lead character. Yes, history can be fun, and Lifeline Theater makes it entertaining. Be sure to get there and bring your teens so that history can come alive on stage. My rating, highly recommended. It is at Lifeline Theater, 6912 North Glenwood Avenue, right off the Morris Red Line. The schedule is Fridays at 7, Saturdays at 4 and 8, Sundays at 5:30. The running time is 2 hours and 25 minutes with intermission. It runs through April 9th. You can call 773-761-4477. That's 773-761-4477. That's Johnny Tremaine. Highly recommended. Thank you.